Blog Talk Radio.
Challenging you, I'm asking you to evaluate, is your energy lackluster? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, I'm intrigued. Okay, what exactly do you mean? Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very thought-provoking question. Is your energy lackluster? Let's lean right on into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love me some Mondays. On today's installment with yours truly, Master Motivator, Personal and Professional Coach, here on Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a rich subtopic that I am really excited to share with, and I'm looking forward to us together tapping into this topic. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful, and I thank you for our global listening audience. This is the feedback that you give us on a regular basis, and so we so appreciate that. You know, we encourage you, wherever you are, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, this is the thing. If you have missed any of our past show installments, We want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely in this race, this game known as life, with the desire to win. That's the focus. So get the tools and support that you need. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject. And then, one of my most exciting times of the evening, we will open up our audience line for your participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's rich topic. And we tell you without hesitation, don't hesitate to lean in. Don't be scared. Jump right on in that queue at the appropriate time, because that is the time for YOU. And we love the interactive moments in the broadcast. It really lends to a richer environment. So we encourage you, our global listening audience. Yes, I'm talking to you. Don't hesitate to chime right on in at the appropriate time. So with that said, if you don't already have your notepads, your pens, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphone with your notes, your laptops or your desktop, you definitely want to grab them so you can capture the richness of the nuggets and jewels that will be shared on today and around our subject that we have for you. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, YOU, take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow, flow, flow. Yes, right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle of carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it, right? Yes, you do. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. And we want you to know that we extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this: cannot do it without YOU. And so for your support, we sincerely and genuinely say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And our subtopic today is, hold on to your seats. Are you ready for it? I know you are, right? Lackluster Buster. Mm-hmm. We are going to break the lackluster. We're calling in the Lackluster Buster today. Yes, we are. And in our opening, the question was raised, is your energy lackluster? Is your energy lackluster? I want you to take a moment to really evaluate and process around that. Is your energy lackluster? I know that early on in my journey, I can definitely say that I had some moments where, I could relate to my energy being lackluster. You know, life was beating me down and things were not going the way that I desired, the way that I had hoped, and it was zapping my energy. It was pulling me down. I didn't know what the reason was that I was created, and so I was just feeling zapped. My light had been dimmed. I wasn't inspired. inspired. And so, you know, bottom line, I just wasn't shining in those moments of uncertainty on my journey. I don't know if you can relate. I'm just sharing with you from my point of view that this sense of lackluster, I really get. And, you know, I'm an executive consultant, of course, along with being a coach, and I deal with this topic of lackluster often. One of the biggest things that many executives that I sit down with and have had communications with when supporting their team and supporting them and getting greater results as an executive consultant is that they feel so frustrated in that the people in the workforce, generally speaking, the higher percentage of population, 85%, are lackluster. They just don't have that fire, that zeal, that vitality, that passion. They're just kind of lackluster. And, you know, one of the things that I have shared, and if you're a regular listener, you may or may not heard this, that a part of what I do and as I support others as an executive consultant is that I'm going through resumes. And so I'm assisting with they may have in their staffing, and I'm assisting with closing those gaps. And so I will often assist with the recruiting efforts and helping to identify the right people to add to one's team. And interestingly enough, this is an area that for me, because of who I am and who I've grown to be, I'm very passionate. I don't think that anyone that knows me would say that I am, quote unquote, lackluster. I'm very passionate about my journey. There are various ways and areas that I serve in as a leader requires me to be passionate, and I am truly at my core. I'm very passionate. I have strong convictions about my journey and those things that align with my journey. And so I'm very inspired on my journey. In essence, I am shining, and interestingly enough, my family's nickname growing up for me was Shine. Still get called that today. And so I am one that fights to illuminate and to add value in the circles that I am in and in those areas and different perspective, you know, titles that I hold that I'm handling, that I definitely bring that fire, that zeal, that passion, that light. And so getting back to my executive consulting, again, I'm often supporting with the recruiting efforts. And one of the things that is so frustrating to me is this, that one is submitting their resume saying, I'm interested in this opportunity. No one has forced you to submit your resume. No one forced you. That was a decision that you made. You made a conscious decision to take the time to submit your resume, to say, I'm interested in this opportunity. I would think that one would be passionate about that interest, but what I have grown to realize is this, that as a majority, people are lackluster. They are lacking in vitality. They are lacking in the force that's needed, meaning the power on their journey. They're lacking in conviction. They are uninspired, let alone have the ability to inspire others. So uninspiring, there is no shining. They're dull. Again, lackluster. And so people will submit their resume, and I, you know, go through the resumes, and I'm calling the people, and I'm looking for passionate people. And so often it becomes frustrating because as I'm going through resume after resume and I consult with the team, and they'll say, okay, how are we doing with our candidates? and I'll tell them we have a bunch of lackluster people. Because you're submitting a resume, you know the phone is going to ring, or you should hope that it's going to ring. And people answer the phone dull. They're not shining. And it's like you're bothering them, but yet they've submitted their resume, and they're saying, I want this opportunity, and yet they're dull. They don't have any fire, any zeal. And I'll often let the people know who I am, why I'm calling, and I'll say, did I reach you at a bad time? I'll ask them that up front to give them the opportunity to say, yes, you know, can I schedule another time? And people will say, with that dullness of energy, oh, no, we're fine. It's fine. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you don't have a clue. And many have been in this process of searching for an opportunity for a long time, and they're wondering, why am I not getting the opportunity? Well, because of this very topic that we're talking about, your lackluster. You lack the vitality needed. You don't have that force, that power that people are drawn to. Your convictions are not even evident. You're uninspired. You're uninspiring. You don't shine. You are dull. You are lackluster. Oftentimes in my coaching practice, I am supporting my clients as well because they are efforting to tap into their passion. And I often have them to evaluate in the way in which we're going to go through today, because we are talking about lackluster buster. We're going to break through today that lackluster energy. We're going to reverse engineer, per se, and get a breakthrough. Because when we understand the definition of lackluster, lackluster is lacking vitality, as you've heard me speaking earlier, lacking force, that power, lacking convictions. It's uninspired, uninspiring. It's not shining. It's dull. And so we're going to kind of go through this process of reverse engineering to some degree, so that we can move away from being lackluster and break through. Because when it comes to us working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams, we cannot be lackluster. Lackluster is not going to cut the mustard. Didn't mean the rhyme, but it happened. On a dime. Da-da-da. But this is the thing. If you are navigating on your journey and you are lackluster, you are not going to achieve the results that you desire. And this is something that I've shared in my coaching practice with my clients, that you are navigating from this place of being lackluster. You're not going to get what you desire. People are not attractive to lackluster energy. And that takes us back to my opening question. Is your energy lackluster? Is it? Think about it. Is it? You're not in control of other people's energy. You're not in control around you. The only person we are in control of is our energy. We're the only one that we're in control of. I'm in corporate settings, and I'm, you know, around individuals, and they'll often know when I'm in the place. They know when I'm approaching because there is a shifting in the energy. And there's certain individuals that I'll often, you know, say, how are you? Oh, okay. And I'll say, well, how was your weekend? How was your, because I'm trying to get them to break out of, and they'll, this one individual will look at me and smile, and they know, I'm trying to get you out of that. You're being lackluster. Come on, you got to get out of this. This is not sufficient for the environment, and you need to break it. I know life is happening, but you can't bring life happening and expect that you're going to be able to be a high achiever if you're bringing that lackluster energy. Reverse engineering, per se, of this lackluster breakthrough. Let's go ahead and just do a lackluster buster. We're going to break through this lackluster energy. So if you are on your journey and you are lacking in vitality, the shift that you need to make, and it's so simple yet complex. It's simple, but yet complex. Because first it starts with you being aware of where you are. You see, you have to locate yourself and be aware of where you are. Because if you don't even know that you're lacking vitality, well, Houston, as one would say, we have a problem. So first you have to have the awareness, and as the youth would say today, you have to be woke. And if you're not woke, you're not going to recognize that you are lacking the vitality that you need. Now, struggles, we all have to face them. Challenges are always knocking on our door. Life is in the midst of the life journey that we're on, wherever you are on this journey. The one thing that I know to be true is that challenges, adversity, situations, stuff is always going to be happening. Why? Because life is always lifing, as one would say. And so you first have to be aware and locate where you are. Be honest with yourself. If you're having a challenging moment, be honest about that. It happens. Don't put your head in the sand, as you know, oftentimes speaking of the ostrich and that whole process, but be aware. And so if you are lacking in vitality, as we're reverse engineering this process, then you have to be aware, first of all, of where you are, and then you have to shift with intention. You have to shift with intention. You're shifting with intention. You're shifting your energy. And you're tapping into your inner power. Your inner power. Whatever that looks like for you. For me, my inner power is God. Now, you may be like, Coach Adams, I'm not even there with you. That's fine. No problem. I'm not infringing my beliefs on you. I'm simply telling you my truth. And my truth is that inner power for me is my relationship with God. Because I recognize that he is in me and he's greater than me. And I need that. But you also need to tap into your inner power, whatever that may be for you. For me, it's God. And so this is where, when you are intentional on your journey and you make that energy shift and you tap into your inner power, now you're navigating on your journey from a different standpoint, because you cannot have lackluster and passion reside in the same space. You can't have two competing thoughts, you can't have them both. It's one or the other. And so when you are intentional on your journey about making that shift, when you recognize and you are woke and aware of realizing, I am lacking vitality up in here, I am lackluster on my journey. People recognize that. And if you're wondering why people are starting to fall off in your life, it's because probably your energy is lackluster. And you are now repelling people away from you. Because every time they connect with you, it is a negative womp, 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 womp. Now, I'm not saying that life, again, is not lifing. But what is the energy that you are putting in the atmosphere? Because energy, the vibrations of that, whatever you put out there, now you've set this into motion to come back as a return in your life. And so with intention, you have to decide that despite the circumstances I may be facing and dealing with, I am going to approach my journey from a different standpoint. Because the reality is this, I have to tell you, I know this to be true. You can focus on all of the things that are negative that are going on in your life, or you can focus on the hope of where your life is going and what is to come. You can focus with intention on those positive things that may be happening in the midst of your storm. So you have to make the decision of where you're going to give your focus to, because whatever we focus on, it expands. That's what we give life to. So if I focus on all of the negativity, guess what? That's what's residing and living is the negativity. If I focus on the positive, it could just be one thing positive. But that one thing positive that you choose to focus on, woo, that can be the breakthrough that you need. This journey that we're on and the lackluster buster, this reverse engineering, the lacking vitality, you have to be intentional, first aware of where you are, and intentional about shifting your energy and tapping into your inner power. Only you can do that. I will often tell the associates that I'm supporting, my clients or what have you, that I wish I could make that shift for you, but I can't. You have to make that shift. The other thing that we want to look at in this reverse engineering so that we can get a breakthrough, and as we take this journey to move away from being lackluster, the lackluster busters, is that if you recognize that you are lacking strength, maybe you're feeling tired and weary on your journey because life, again, is lifing, and it's getting the best of you. Again, you have to shift and increase that force of power in your life. Whatever that power is in your life. Again, for me, it's God. So when I'm moving away from the inner power, my source, God, then I know I have to spend more time in God's presence. I have to move closer to, I have to continue to get into God's presence through prayer, worship, or whatever that, reading the word, whatever that may be for me, meditation, being still, all of these things get me closer to. And so I know that I have to increase the force of my power, feeling like I'm lacking strength, because I know what my source tells me, that greater is the one in me than anything outside of me, paraphrasing, that I can do all things, but I have to tap into that power, that strength that enables me to do all things. I can go on and on and on in that regard. What is that power for you? I've shared with you what it is for me, but what is it for you? Whatever that looks like for you, if you are lacking the strength that you need, again, you need to, with intention, make a shift. The shift is not going to just happen. You're going to hear me say almost like a broken record that you have to be intentional. This means that you have to design what you desire on your journey. You have to develop the shift that's needed. You have to develop the strategies. You have to activate on the power that you possess. You have to activate it. You may need to simply plug into your source. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why you don't have the power that you desire and need. Maybe that's why life is lifing and it's getting the best of you instead of you overcoming the circumstances that you may be facing. Whatever that may look, when we're reverse engineering this whole process, talking about being lackluster, lackluster is not attractive. It's not attractive. No one is drawn to someone who's lackluster. Now, get this. You've heard the term, birds of a feather, they do what? You completed that statement, didn't you? They flock together. So if you are lackluster and you're going to have other people that are lackluster around you because birds of a feather flock together. But if you want to make a shift, you have to be intentional. You have to shift your energy, as we've talked about. You have to plug into the greater force of power so that you have the you need. It's interesting because I was speaking to someone this weekend and they were sharing a story, their story around some circumstances that were very devastating. And they said, you know, I never thought that I would have the strength. These are their words, almost verbatim. I never thought I would have the strength to work through this situation. But I realized when I tapped into my greater source, which is God, that gave me the power that I needed and the courage that I needed to be strong. And I thought, wow, I can totally relate to what you're saying. Again, that intentionality of recognizing that you cannot have two competing thoughts. You cannot have the lack of vitality and vitality residing in the same space. You cannot have the lack of strength and then power in the same space. One is going to dominate. One is going to rule. One is going to reign. The question is, which one are you putting in the seat of your life? Think about that. Which one are you putting in the seat of your life? Which one are you putting in the seat of your life? Have you really leaned into the lack of vitality? Have you really leaned into saying, oh, I can't do it, which is saying I don't have the strength. It's just too much. It's just overwhelming. It's just, and again, I want you to know I'm not being insensitive. I don't know your circumstances. I'm not saying that life is not lifing. But what I do know is that we have greater power than we even realize that we have. The challenge is we don't tap into it. You know, the athletes will call it a second wind. Many of you have experienced that second wind. You were doing something. I don't know what the something was, but you were doing something, and you were feeling exhausted. You were tired, but you knew you had to get whatever that was done. And so, and I often will think about a mother as an example, caring for a baby. It takes so much energy out of her. I was just speaking to a recent mom today, and, you know, when you're dealing with an infant and you're caring for, and that infant is relying upon you, oftentimes a mother is sleep deprived and she doesn't feel like she has the strength or energy. But let the baby cry one more time, even in the midst of her being exhausted. She finds the strength somewhere. That second wind is really what has kicked in. And she now has that that she needs to continue to fight through. Why? Because she is the caregiver, the primary caregiver of this little infant that cannot care for itself. So she has to tap into that greater power, that second wind, that force that would give her what she needs. You can wind in you, but you haven't tapped into it. And we don't know the power of the second wind until we're pressed to that stage of having to now kick into the next gear. You know, I think about, and I've referenced this before, sharing with our global listening audience, that my dad said, if you're going to learn how to drive, you have to know how to drive a stick. And wow, when I tell you, that was not an easy task, because when you're driving an automatic, you just get in, you put the car in drive, you hit the gas. When you need to, you hit the brake. Simple. When you're driving a stick, you have to learn how to balance the gas and the clutch. You got to shift the gear as well, being aware of the road, when to brake at the right time. How do you do that? Shifting to the next gear, or you can burn your clutch out. It's so funny. I was talking to someone. They were like, do you remember when I burned your clutch out of your car? I stripped your gears. I said, I remember, in one of my early cars, because they didn't really know how to drive a stick well, and they were learning. And so if you don't know how to make that shift when you need to, you're going to, quote unquote, strip your gears and burn your clutch out. And you don't have to. You simply need to tap into greater power. So as we're looking at, again, this reverse engineering to get a breakthrough, the lackluster busters are here in the house. The next is, and we've talked about, if you're lacking vitality, you got to make a shift with intention. If you're lacking strength, you got to make a shift with intention. If you're lacking in your conviction, because this is all a part of what it means to be lackluster. When someone is lackluster, they are lacking in vitality, lacking in strength, lack of convictions. You must discover, what are you passionate about? Again, we're reverse engineering per se. You're learning, what is it? You're discovering, what is it that I'm passionate about? And what is it that you have strong convictions for? What does that look like? Again, all of this requires the components and elements in each of these areas that we're talking about. That's required is that, one, you have to be aware and locate where you are. You can't have your head in the sand. You can't be in the dark. You have to be aware and locate where you are. Then you have to be intentional about the shift that's required. You have to be intentional. You know, I think about convictions and passions. I am passionate about empowering others. It's at my core. It is authentically, genuinely who I am. I don't say that to, quote unquote, toot my own horn. I'm not petting me. I'm just saying, I know what I'm convicted about. I am convicted about, and I'm passionate about, empowering others. That's why I'm here on the airwaves every Monday, paying to be on the airwaves, to sow into your life, whoever you are listening in, to give you tools to add to your toolbox, thoughts to consider, a different point of view or way of which you can look at something, so that you can now be empowered
You're jump-starting your week more equipped and empowered for your journey, getting the tools that you need to be successful. So I want to really challenge you. As you're listening to and going through, I hope you're taking notes. We're coming to the phone lines in just a moment, and you'll have an opportunity to share. Would love to hear, what are you taking away from what we've shared? Anything stand out for you? What are your thoughts around the lackluster buster? Did it help you at all today? But before we get there, are you feeling uninspired? Are you uninspiring? People get in your presence and they are feeling the drain. Oh, they feel like, ooh, this person has zapped my energy because of that. Now when they see you coming, they are hiding, ducking and diving, you know, trying to avoid the encounter because you are uninspired. You are uninspiring because you are navigating from a lackluster approach. Well, how do you make a shift? One, again, locate yourself. Is this where you are? If it is, you don't have to lean into it, but you made a choice and you have leaned into it. So now you need to make a shift and lean into what inspires you. What gets you excited? What inspires you? Do you even know? That's what you want to lean into. And if you don't know, then you want to take the time, go on a journey, and discover that. You know, I think about early on my journey when I was in real estate and making that transition of fighting to really discover what is it that I've been placed on the planet to do, because I was feeling so frustrated. And at times on my journey, even though I was very optimistic, I would feel those moments of feeling lackluster. Why? Because I wasn't living life on purpose. I wasn't following my passions. I didn't have that vitality of energy, and I didn't have the greatest power base yet, and I was growing in my faith, and just all of these different things that I didn't know what I was convicted about. And so when that is the case, it's natural that we are navigating from a place that's lackluster because we haven't yet plugged in and tapped into. We haven't yet unearthed and awakened what would bring us that fire and that passion, that zeal, that vitality, giving us strength. Now on my journey, ooh, I am telling you, I get excited. That's why when I open the show, I'm not kidding. I love that it's Monday. Why? Because I have the opportunity to share with you on the airwaves, whoever you are. I'll often hear thoughts from some of you. You'll either chime in, you'll send me a message, or whatever the case may be. But that encourages me because I'm fulfilling an aspect of my assignment. The last that we want to when it comes to this lackluster buster, as we're re-engineering, reverse engineering this process of understanding what lackluster is, and now we're making the intentional shift away from those things that would lend to being lackluster so that now we can shine. And one of which is that if you are lackluster, you're not shining. You are dull. So you need to reignite your light and let the light that is in you to truly shine. That light in you is going to shine when you're living life on purpose, fueling your passions. There is a greater vitality to life. If you are just simply existing, you don't like what you do, and it's unfortunate that a Gallup poll has stated that the percentage is high. It's 95% of people go to work that, you know, jobs that they don't like, around people that they hate, and yet they're there. And you see that in the workplace. Why? I shared with you early on that many of the executives that I speak with, they're frustrated because the people in the workplace are lackluster. I often come in and I'm asking the people, what are you most passionate about? Even when I'm going through resumes, what are you most passionate about? And oftentimes it doesn't align with what they're doing. It's just all about, I'm trying to get this paycheck. Really, that's what I'm passionate about in this moment. And I know life is lifing, so it's real. And I'm not minimizing it. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the hat. But if you don't tap into your passions, what is it that you're passionate about and fuel that and discover your purpose, you are going to navigate on your journey and your energy will truly be lackluster. I want to hear from you, our global listening audience. It's amazing. Wowzer, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We only have a few moments left in today's broadcast, but I always love to open the lines up, and this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. Maybe you have a question around the points that we've discussed today, or a comment. Maybe you have a story to share, whatever that may be. Would love to support you and hear from you. So press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you simply need to dial in, and our dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As we look at our, we have a caller. Caller, we're going to go ahead and transition you in. Area code 310-1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Coach Adams. Excuse me. This is lovely. It's good to be back. I missed you guys a couple of weeks. What really stood out to me today is your story on learning to drive a shift, a stick shift.
Ooh.
And takes me back to, because oftentimes we're looking at, okay, what am I doing that's causing me to be lackluster or to not grasp this or whatever, and we look at removing things, and you did bring up something about birds of a feather flocking together as well, but this is a story where I was learning to drive a 5-speed. I had just gotten married, and I was really young, just right in college, and he was teaching me to drive a stick. So you would look at, well, this is your spouse. You can't get rid of your spouse, right? So I'm trying to do it. He's yelling. He's screaming. He's, no, you don't do it like that, you know. And it was, I was just getting more flustered. I was getting more nervous. I was like, ah! And just, you know, putting the brakes on, not going anywhere. And then I finally just calmly asked him, Michael, can you please just get out of the car? And he was like, what? What do you mean? I'm trying to tell you how to drive. No, come on, come on. And I just calmly once again asked, can you please get out of the vehicle? And so he did. He got out, and I just started doing it on my own. I started driving smoothly, and I was relaxed. I was calm, and he's standing there scratching his head because he couldn't figure out why I was able to do it, and he wasn't instructing me. But I do better with calm and, you know, tender and just, you know, communication that is encouraging, that's not yelling and screaming, telling me what I'm doing wrong and all of that. So sometimes we have to remove, it may be temporarily, but we have to move a person, not necessarily a place or a thing, but a person that is inhibiting us from accomplishing that which we want to accomplish. And I was determined. I did want to learn. I did want to do it, but I knew that if he stayed in the vehicle, I would not have been able to accomplish it. And I did tap into my source. I prayed. I said, Lord, I want to learn how to do this. Will you please help me? And he said yes, and he did tell me, ask your husband to get out of the vehicle. So I just wanted to say that story was great, and it's just a reminder that, yes, sometimes it is a person, sometimes it's a place, sometimes it's a thing. So thank you very much for tonight's teaching on lackluster busters and reverse engineering. I totally receive it, and I thank you for those nuggets of gold this evening.
And thank you, lovely. We so appreciate you being a regular supporter and listener of Motivational Mondays. And I love what you shared because, yes, absolutely, there are times when we have to make a shift in the people that we are aligned with. Obviously, when it comes to a marriage, I'm all about covenant. I'm not telling anybody to break your covenant. But there are times when we do have to reposition the people that are speaking into our lives and the energy that we're receiving at any given time. So thank you so much for sharing your story and your point of view. It looks like we have another caller, area code 760, last four digits 6573. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What is your question or comment today?
Yes, Coach Adams. This is my first time listening to your show. I actually go way back. I'm a former neighbor of yours. And thank you for having this show because I am a leader, an entrepreneur, and I am in that position of just being tired of lackluster people, and I feel the weight of all of that energy. And so hearing that, it's revitalizing me because I'm not alone, if you can understand that. And
absolutely,
I realize that my light and my beacon is shining, but the energy around me, it's a challenge, sometimes professionally and sometimes personally. And so, again, my first time listening to your show, it's amazing. Thank you for devoting your time and your passion to helping those of us that just need to hear that reminder to, you know, get us back on track.
And thank you. I so appreciate you sharing, obviously, and just making a comment, tuning in. I'm very honored by that. I trust that this will not be your one and only time, but that you will, without question, save this time and set it aside, mark your calendar, and set a timer to remind you. And again, I thank you so much for what you have shared. And yes, there are times on our journey as we are learning, and our other caller brought it up as well, that the people factor is so key. And the wonderful thing that I've realized is that we have the ability to change an environment with the energy that we bring. We don't have to allow the environment to bring us down, but we can stay true to our core and who we are and change the environment. And if there is resistance, then obviously we need to make a shift. And that's one of the things that we were speaking about. So that continued awareness on our journey is so key, along with that intentionality. So thank you to both of our callers. We so appreciate you engaging and interacting with us live today. Woo! It is amazing how quickly
our time flies by. And, you know, I want to just simply share with those of you that are listening in, and maybe you didn't have an opportunity to make a statement or comment or question on our live broadcast, but you have something that's burning on your heart. We do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. And so we encourage you, if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, please just simply say, I want to be a part of the group, and all are welcome. That is a way that you can maybe share your thoughts around today's installment. Maybe you have a question that is burning on your heart, a topic that you would like to see covered, or you may have a show guest that you feel would add value and some richness to our broadcast. We welcome that as well. Again, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. As we prepare to close out today, I want you to think about this, continuing to do what it does. It's lifing, as we stated earlier. You've heard that statement on more than one occasion, not just here on today's broadcast. You're hearing it in the world as you navigate. So know that life is always lifing. But you personally, you do not have to lose focus on your goals because life is lifing. At times, do we have to pivot on our journey? Yeah, there may be times when you have to pivot. The goal is still the same. I think about an athlete on a basketball court. The goal is always make the basket, but there are times in which the strategy may have to change and there may be a pivot that needs to take place because of the obstacles that are in their way at that moment in time in that position where they have to shift and pivot. The same may be true for you. And so we've talked a lot today, it's come out in our comments, that whatever you're doing, you may have to do something differently in order for you to get different results, in order for you to achieve your goals and live out your dreams. And having the right people, we've heard that on several occasions, having the right people on your team, no question about it, to support you, and that leveling up is so key. And I want you to know that I would love to be on your team. I would love to partner with you. And if you would like support on your journey through the full circle of empowerment that I have available, through, I want you to know I'm here for you. I would love the opportunity to walk alongside with you. You may call or text 310-289-2101. Call or text. If you are texting and you want to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, that is available. Simply text your name and full circle, or the specific area that you may have an interest in. Maybe it's one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private masterminds, executive consulting, speaking or team building or training. Let me know, and I would like to be on your team. I thank you all for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. You could have been anywhere on a Monday, but you have chosen to be right here, and I'm so honored to have each and every one of you, even if we didn't hear from you. I know you're listening in, and we so appreciate you being a supporter and tuning in regularly. We don't take our global listening audience lightly or for granted, but know that we are truly grateful for you. We ask that you set your timer so that you would be reminded every Monday we are right here, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you. If you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, don't hesitate to visit CoachAdams.com. Again, we thank you for tuning in. It's been a joy sharing with you, and we trust that you've gotten some great richness from Lackluster Busters, and we look forward to digging in into our Shape Up series on next week and continuing to give you insight into empowerment so that you may be more successful and achieve greater results on your journey personally and professionally.